This is HPR episode 2092 entitled, My New Love. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 31 minutes long. The summary is, I talk about how I got my latest laptop.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Swift110, and today goes a little something like this. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right back, I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. Actually, it's not exactly that kind of story. The story in this case did not occur in West Philadelphia. It would actually occur some 200 miles to the southwest of Philadelphia. As it turns out, I had my eyes on getting a particular laptop. I was considering getting a T420. Looking at what it was available for, the price and specs were something that I found to be very interesting. And so, who knew what was going to happen right over the horizon? Talk about wonderful. Some kind of wonderful, actually. What happened was that I happened to be in a pawn shop on Friday, about a month ago now, close to a month ago. And as I was in there, I perused the shelves, all the various knickknacks and paddywhack, give it all the bone. Different stuff that was in there. Some stuff was cool. Some stuff I just had no interest in. But what ended up happening was that I saw her. I saw this, and she was lovely. You're probably thinking about that Stevie Wonder song, and isn't she wonderful? I mean, really, I just looked at her and I was like, oh my goodness. In the words of LL Cool J, I need love. I mean, I looked at her, and she was just cool. She's like one of those rap stars' girlfriends. I mean, she's just so flat. I'm talking about a ThinkPad, by the way. Specifically a T420. So random. Sometimes I amaze myself. But I saw a laptop on a shelf. So I asked the attendant, I said, well, what are the specs of that machine? He's like, I don't know. Well, I'll look at it. You want to see it? I said, sure. I knew it had windows on it, and I'm thinking, okay, well, now I got to figure out how to look at the specs of this machine. Because I don't normally use Windows. I use Linux. I was like, all right, let's look at the specs. Let's look at the condition of the screen. Let's do this look over. You know, like when you buy a new car. Yeah, I was going to look at this laptop that's new to me. And I was like, well, all right. And it honestly, the price that I saw on the sticker was $189.99. Which, to be honest, I would have paid for such a laptop. But the guy gave me the price. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the price was that he gave me. I'll go into the specs as I found them out. As I inspected the machine, I looked for cracks anywhere. picked it up from the corner and listened for creaking, thanks to some folks on IRC. And specifically the IBM ThinkPad channel and a Freenode. Now what happened was that I checked out the laptop, looked at it externally, looked at the screen, looked for the little white light spots, for anything that would be a good thing to not get it, anything that would make me decide to change my mind. Even though at this point I really wanted it, it was like, yeah, I want this laptop. I really want it, and I am truly, truly determined to get it. And so, look at the specs. The specs are as follows. The specs are as follows. The T420. It's a Core i7. Specifically 2620. So an i7 2620. It came with 4 gigs of RAM. I know 4 gigs of RAM isn't much, but 4 gigs of RAM, work with me. It also had 320 gig hard drive, 14 inch screen, which is one of the reasons that I wanted this laptop, was because it's a little bigger than the X201. I actually have two of those. That has a 12 and a half inch screen. 14 inches, definitely a better screen size to work with. And I just thought about, you know, how great it would be to have a little bigger of a screen. So that's cool. So after the inspection, it dawns on me that I don't have all the money for it. Now think about those specs. Think about what you view that laptop as being worth. And, oh, and by the way, not NVIDIA, because that's discrete graphics. It comes with Intel 3000 graphics. And the aspect ratio, sadly, is 16:9. Blech. But it has a 1600x900 display. That's the resolution on it, which is the best aspect ratio of any laptop I have. And this is actually now the most powerful laptop that I have. The second most powerful laptop I own is the X201. Well, they're twins, so you know what I mean. And so I was very happy with the machine. I made my decision to buy it. I looked up the specs. I looked up how it could be upgraded. Turns out it could go up to 16 gigs of RAM. Now let me go backwards for just a second with regards to the i7 processor. I would have been fine if it was an i5, to be honest with you. i7, jing! For that price, I'm like, yes! Alright, i7 land. I knew I was going to upgrade the RAM from 4 gigs, of course, duh. Did that almost immediately. To 16 gigs of RAM. I also figured in, I'm gonna put Linux on here at some point. I'm gonna go ahead and get an SSD in there. That's coming later. Probably a new battery is good. Do that later. So I'm in the store, thinking about the specs and what I'm gonna do to the laptop in order to upgrade it to its full potential. And I'm just thinking about the price and just how fortunate I was at that point to see this wonderful laptop. Exactly what I want. And to be in a position to just get it. I like it. You know, I remember years ago when I was unemployed, didn't have any money, and didn't have a laptop at all, and just all I had was I remember not even having a computer at all. So to be able to see a laptop that I like, and to buy it without messing myself up financially, man, that's a beautiful thing, beyond. It's a beautiful thing. It's gonna say beyond compare, but that's going too far. So the decision was made to get the laptop. I said, all right, I'll get it, make the certain upgrades to it. But I realized I didn't have all the money I needed for it, despite its low price. Now, it's a pawn shop, and I asked what I thought was going to be a stupid question. A very stupid question. I asked if I could put it on layaway. Layaway being the concept of putting money on something to buy it. You give them money each week, however it works, and then as you do that, eventually you pay for the thing. So I put it on layaway. Not that I didn't have the money already. I just didn't have it on me. But I didn't want to take a chance somebody getting it while I was gone. And then I miss out. Then I'm really upset with myself. So I said, okay, I'll put it on layaway. Put $25 on it. Not bad. So then I came back the next day. Mind you, this was a Friday. Actually, you know what? No, it was a Saturday. The following day was a Sunday. I was going to run down there to the pawn shop. I hope I didn't say pet shop before. Pawn shop. To get the laptop. I was going to pay the rest of it. Fine. I get to the pawn shop. It's closed. Oh, no. It's closed. All right. You know how when you're excited to get something and it kind of builds up and you want it? Right then, and you're like, oh, I gotta wait now. Great. Gotta wait. Well, the following day, took my behind over there to the pawn shop. Thankfully, it's not far from me. Paid him my money. Talked to the cashier for a while. She told me she just got a Lenovo laptop, but it wasn't ThinkPad. She got like, probably like some kind of IdeaPad or L series or something. Well, it'd probably be just fine for her, but should have got a ThinkPad. That's all I gotta say. I talked to her about some of the specs and about, you know, some of the features of the ThinkPad that I have and how you can do the light, the ThinkLight. Showed that to her. Talked about the durability of it. She talked about a laptop she had that just died on her. I was like, well, now you know. So that was cool. Eventually I left. I mean, she was kind of cute, so it's kind of easy to talk to a cute woman. You know, who would disagree with that? So I left. And that was that. I was excited. As soon as I got some Wi-Fi, started working with the laptop, using Windows on 4 gigs of RAM. Bleh. And I really looked forward to getting more RAM. So I'm trying to think. I got it on a Monday. Oh, yes, that's right. I think the very first day that I had the laptop, I went and got an 8 gig stick of RAM. So that gave me a total of 12 gigs of RAM. Let me go into that story. Actually, let me go back even further. I digress to impress. The total price that I paid for that laptop, mind you, the i7-2620, 4 gigs of RAM, 320 gig hard drive, 1600 by 900 resolution, 14 inch screen, aspect resolution was 16 by 9. Okay, T420. I bought it for the whopping price of, ding, 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 $125. Can I get a whoop, whoop? I'll wait. Okay. I got it. Now, got the laptop. On the way to Micro Center. I says, all right, go ahead and get my 8 gig stick. Saw they was on sale for $30. Great. I'll get this one this week. Next week, I'll get the other one. I could have just got two at the same time, like a moron. I didn't think that way. So anyways, go ahead to Micro Center and get the RAM I need. Then I get somewhere with Wi-Fi and a nice table, and I install the RAM. And at first, the RAM was giving me problems because of those little metal pieces that can clip into it on the side. Well, I didn't install the RAM properly. And there's some pictures that I have that illustrate that. Too much of the copper was showing on the RAM itself, and I just didn't install it right. That's why I wasn't showing. So I got frustrated. Eventually, I got it right. Ended up with 12 gigs of RAM. Fantastic. Ran with that. 12 gigs of RAM on Windows 7. Life is good. So then, I'm on my merry way. Following week, I go back, and that's when the real upgrades started happening. Yes, sirree, Bob. That's when not only did I get another 8 gig stick for a total of 16 gigs of RAM, which is twice the 8 gigs of RAM that you can put maximum in an X201. So 16 gigs of RAM. And I said, you know what, I'm finally getting me an SSD. I've been reading about them for the last couple years. It's time to go ahead and do it. I decided on the size 250 gigs SSD. Originally, I planned on getting a Crucial M200. M as in Mexico, or Mate, Mate, which ironically enough is the desktop environment I'm running on right now. But what ended up happening was actually that they didn't have the MX200 in stock. So I said, ah, great. So I got a Samsung 850 instead. VNAND. That's right, VNAND. Like a boss. $90. Thought to myself, not bad. I'll go ahead and get it. Got it. So I spent my money. And then I smiled. I would smile more later, of course. So I ended up installing the RAM. Grand total of 16 gigs of RAM. Now the SSD, I was going to add in addition to the hard drive already existing in the laptop. Already had 320, now I'm going to add a 250. On one hard drive, my plan, of course, was to put Windows is already on one. I'll go ahead and use Windows for a while. And this is what I was thinking before I did all this, by the way. I'm so out of order, it's crazy. But initially, my thing was, I'll use Windows, and I'll turn it into like a two-week challenge of using Windows. I kind of cheated at the end, though. I'll tell you more about that another time. And I said I was going to have Linux on the SSD. So I do a boot system on the laptop where the first hard drive has Windows 7 on it. Already installed, done. Installed as of February 2016. Nice. So then I turned around, got the SSD. Now what I did was remove the optical drive, and I got a sled for the SSD to fit into, slide into that slot, and I installed the SSD. And I was so happy when I got everything up and running. It's a beautiful thing. And then I entered the world of SSDs. Fantastic. I mean, this thing is just fast. Now, I'll be more specific at another time about how fast it loads up, it boots up in comparison to Windows. I'll do that later, but I was just amazed at it, to be honest with you. I was like, oh my goodness, this is great. And that's when I want to go ahead and make my point. About a week later,
looking up Micro Center online, and they turned out had T420s in stock. Didn't know. You got to actually search for it on their site. It's not going to be obvious. Well, remember I paid $125 for mine. Well, for an i5, you know what? I'll pull it up right now. I'll do this live. And it'll make the point even better about the great deal that I have. Because there are laptops that they're selling refurbished. Mine, the only fault in this laptop remotely is that on the trackpad, it's worn in the middle. Which doesn't look good cosmetically, but it works just fine. So, frankly, I don't care. Alright? So, that's the only thing. I just thought of that, by the way. So I happened to look down at it and was like, oh, there you are. So anyway, let's see. T420. It's in Lenovo. Here's what they offer. Okay, so they got a T420. Core i7, 2620M, of course, 2.7 gigahertz, that's what I have. Microsoft Windows 7 Professional 64-bit, 8 gigs of RAM, 320 gig hard drive. You know how much they want for it? $329.99, plus tax, of course, which is about 10 bucks. At least $10. So roughly $350. Okay. Now they have another T420, Windows 7 Professional. That's cool. Refurbished. That one's an i5, 2.5 gigahertz processor, 4 gigs of RAM, and 320 hard drive. Now, even for that one, it's an i5. Still is more than what I paid for my laptop. In fact, altogether, what I paid not only for the laptop, which was $125, with the upgrades that I've done, the RAM, the sled for the SSD, and the SSD itself, for all that, the RAM, the SSD, and the SSD enclosure, the SSD sled that goes in the optical drive. Where the optical drive used to be, rather. I paid a grand total of, $295. So for less than $300, I had a fully set up system. Whereas, had I bought it from Micro Center specifically, adding that other, the RAM, would have been an issue. Well, because if they put 8 gigs in the machine, it means you got 2 4-gig RAM sticks. 2 4-gig RAM sticks. Which means I would still end up getting 2 8-gig RAM sticks. So that already adds to $350, 60 bucks. So I'm already paying over $400 just to include the RAM. Plus that 90 bucks for the SSD. $500. Okay? Plus the sled was roughly $20. $520 for that. Okay? So $220. Almost the price of this second i5. Is the difference in price between what I paid for this laptop plus the upgrades with what you would have to pay for this laptop plus the upgrades that I made. So I got a good deal. Very, very, very good deal. Now, when I got this laptop, I inspected it quite a bit. This wasn't a quick decision I made. It really was not a quick decision at all. And I'm so proud of the way that I got it working on here. So, the operating system I ended up putting on here, so I decided to try something different than the standard Linux Mint that I put on, Mate. I put Lubuntu on here, which is light Ubuntu. Very fast. Again, SSDs rock. Very fast. And I installed my programs, and I got everything up and running. I'm likely not going to keep Ubuntu, but you know what? I'll save that for another recording. I'm seeing more material. But it was a very interesting thing. I did finally get the RAM installed, the 16 gigs of RAM, which is obvious, duh. And I did figure out, thanks to the instructions, putting the SSD in the actual enclosure sled thing that you put in the optical drive, former optical drive, formerly known as the optical drive. There. Let's throw that joke in there. Why don't we? So I got everything set up, pictures. I'll probably have those available. Also, check out my blog. I changed my blog to swift110.wordpress.com. Yeah, swift110@wordpress.com. In fact, let me double check that right now. Make my life a lot simpler. Googly, googly. Ah, Crash Bandicoot. Let me see. It's swift110.wordpress.com. Sorry about that. Let me try it again. I don't know why I get that mixed up. Bada bing, bada boom. There it is. So, my blog, swift110.wordpress.com. Swift, like you run fast, 110.wordpress.com. Hit me up. Read my stuff. I got hundreds of stuff. Hundreds of blogs. I'm going to go ahead and do my little plug here. Hundreds of plugs. I mean, hundreds of blogs are on here, posting that's on here. I talk about stuff, whether it's Linux, computers in general. I rant about stuff, nature, walks, people, thoughts, places, things. I talk a lot, as you can tell, because I'm already running over 26 minutes here, almost 27. Okay? I can talk. So you can read stuff. Hopefully you'll pick stuff on the way and you'll enjoy it. You're bound to find something you like. I promise. Check out my blog, swift110.wordpress.com. You'd be glad you did. I guarantee it. Had to do it. Now, the laptop I'm actually on right now. You hear the typing? I'm on the laptop. And so, I'm happy to have it set up the way I did. I'm considering getting a WAN card for it. Considering getting another battery at some point. But those will all be things I implement in the future. And pretty much, I'm trying to think of what else I need to say. I will say that I love this laptop. The extra screen real estate makes such a difference in my workflow. Like, it's just nice. I don't like the fact that it's 16 by 9. I don't really like rectangles. I just figured it out. I would like for the screen to be taller. 16 by 10, oh my goodness, would have been better. But I can deal with it because it's bigger. Okay? Bigger. I talked about before my Fujitsu Lifebook 4215. It's old as dirt, 10 years old, but it has my love 4x3 screen. It's a square. Square biz. Okay? I'm talking square biz to you, baby. Square biz. Okay? Square biz. Not rectangle. Square. Okay? If you're square, you'll always be around. Okay? You get it? All right. I like square. So I'm gonna actually probably get one of those monitors that's 4x3 as well. That's another subject for another time. Bear with me here. It took a while to get used to having such a big laptop. I do have a 15.6 inch Sony Vaio, but it's laid out differently, and the number, it actually has like a section where the number keys are and stuff on the side. I don't know what I know what I'm trying to say, but I don't know how to say it. Anyway, it has that, and it's just arranged. So it took me a while to get used to the layout, but I'm glad it has a nice think light on here. I love my hardware buttons. As far as the trackpad, I only really use the buttons at the bottom, the two buttons. I don't use the three above it. I don't use them yet. This actually has a fingerprint reader that I don't use. I haven't used an SD card in it or anything. I haven't needed to. It's nice that having a laptop with a higher resolution, it also gives me a better picture when I connect this to an external LCD TV that I have. So it boosts the image there. I'm just really glad. I mean, it's heavier than the X201. The X201, rather, without a dock attached to it. It's definitely heavier. So I carry this around with me. But it makes up for it because of the screen. So I'm really happy with it. I might get a dock at some point. We'll see how that works out. But I don't know just yet. That'll be in the future at some point. It's very likely though, but I'm not carrying it around like that. Nah. I kind of got used to carrying heavy laptops with my Fujitsu. That thing is like 5 pounds, a 12 inch, 5 pound brick. Now that's entertainment. Anyway, that's all I really have to say about this laptop. If I think of something, I'll just do another recording. Hope you guys all have a fantastic day as I have, and I'll be seeing you next time. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.